it really does reinforce everything that's going on. So I'm reading some of this in the chat room right now, the classroom. Listen, I want you to know that those are in the classroom, chat room, and those are listening direct, and the hundreds of you that get into it later. Now, there may be counselors and others that work in the field. We've only just begun. This is our fourth week. We're going to go 18 weeks. And so we have a lot to share, a lot to talk about along the way. And there might be some that are already doing a lot of good ministry, and we appreciate that. So we'll continue to give more materials. There are a few other books that I'll recommend down the road. I've already got so much out there for you. Tonight is the fourth, and this is our third hour right now, by the way. So the third hour. If you are going to listen to Holly Hector's interview, we're going to put the blog talk recording of that up, and it's going to be in the middle. I'll give you the where to go in the middle of that if you're going to get into the archives. But as you're here right now, gathering information, we've already mentioned that. That's the beginning process, and that's going to happen a lot. As you heard Holly talk about, in one case, you know, a switch of a personality, the lady stands on the table and is jumping at her. And there's things like that occur, demonic manifestation. And she had to deal with what a lot of counselors that got into this, a lot of Christians, they had to deal with others that did not believe in it. And she had to deal with the fact that there were those that didn't, but continue to do the work. And in a secular place, she had to do a lot of the deliverance work on the outside separately from that place so that she can do the deliverance. We've had a lot of, along the way, counselors, teachers, law enforcement, psychologists bring to us individuals because they weren't allowed to do deliverance. And that may happen, too. Again, let me tell you that someone mentioned here, Russ warned that while you're doing the class, and let me mention this again. Yeah, you're in a class that deals with spiritual warfare, some of the deep things of the enemy's work, and you might be drawn to begin to want to help. No question about it. Remember the disciples, when Jesus was getting ready to launch them, that he said, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat. There's no question that we've seen this happen again and again. In our regular classes, this is the first time ever we're going broad like this on the internet. There's no question that if you're going to want to grow, be strong, do evangelism. Listen, if you want to do evangelism, that's front line. You're going to have some attacks. If you want to do evangelism like the book of Acts that includes healing and deliverance, which obviously will put you in direct contact with victims, there's no question about it. So that's important along the way that you're going to have battle. That means you just get, you know, grow stronger and stand up. Remember if you want more stuff on spiritual warfare, Monday night's a 2-hour training. We went over the 5 A's of spiritual warfare that deals with being aware, being alert, the authority of God, the armor of God, action. So just grow. God has more grace, more weaponry, more help. For our side than the other side, as far as that go, and it's God, and we need to learn. So we have to grow by choice and by faith, and there is battle, so there's no question. But you do what Jesus says along the way. You stand and you use your authority, and you seek Him. You're going to find Him bring more and more answers. And I'll bring to you one of my favorite verses again, Psalm 34. I sought the Lord, and He answered me, and He delivered me from all my fears. Now, question is in the classroom here. Finances won't permit you to buy all your reference book. Can I find these in a library? Actually, you probably can. And let me say this, too, and I did this on Monday night. If you do not have the money for the workbook and you want the workbook, you know, for all your notes and all your resources that we're using, listen, email me your address. I have a few that I can send away. There's a couple of books I might have reference-wise. Just email me. Tell me what you need. I'll do everything I can to help you. If you're in financial straits, all of us together will pray. God bless them. Help. Grant it. Put things into my hands. I can give them to them direct. So email me, shattermailbox@yahoo.com, and I'll send you any and everything I've got and let you know that I've sent it to you. I just did that today. Last night we shared about the Spiritual Warfare Manual, and they wanted it. You don't have to, but they wanted the manual to write in, and so I sent one to them free because I had a few left from the conferences. So we'll try to do that. And again, a lot of the book places, Amazon, they have used books you can get real cheap too, and that kind of stuff. But we want to help. Another question, Russ, can you clarify the question on Lucifer's Lodge? Do you think that what the author caused satanic panic in the 80s were really actually based on truth, even though the author claims these cases yielded no SRA evidence? Let me answer that, because there was another book put out called Satanic Panic, a big book. I read that. I listened and read the FBI special agent Lanning, his stuff. I watched his law enforcement, psychologists and others, pastors. What happens is, in a lot of cases, is they scratch the surface. And sometimes out of fear, out of not wanting to get involved, after deep skepticism to even begin to get involved, they don't. And so, like one officer said, hey, I went over to this person's house and I was out there all night and was observing. Nobody came to get her. So there's nothing to this. Or Lanning, the FBI guy, basically made phone calls from his office. And that's not how you do this. So let me say again about Lucifer's Lodge. The only thing that's, again, research the book, but there's a lot of bones to spit out. Because the centrality and the simplicity and the clarity of Jesus and salvation and healing deliverance is not there. So William Kennedy in Lucifer's Lodge was commissioned by Malachi Martin to go after the sexual abuse stuff going on, the organized stuff in the Catholic Church, which he did, and he named names, but he also found that there were black rooms in Satanism. He's absolutely wrong on the satanic panic issue. So that's my statement, that he has no experience in dealing with victims. He has no history in dealing. So competency on this subject means that you know the literature well, you've engaged victims, you've engaged personalities, you've engaged the deliverance side. And when you have individuals that have done that, like Holly and other people that I know, and counselors all across the nation now, when you have the victims that have shown up in every psych ward in America for 30 years now, and the second generation and third generation all the way down to 8-year-olds and so forth. The satanic panic stuff was written by, I think, folks that were biased towards guarding the information. You got to remember that psychiatry was involved in the 40s and 50s massively, and they're guilty. They are the ones that got involved for being a part of the projects, MKUltra and the Monarch and so forth. So there, on one side of psychiatry, psychology, there's a cover-up. Colin Ross talks about that in his work, who he himself is a psychiatrist, but tries to expose CIA psychiatric psychologist doctors. So I would say that William Kennedy is not versed at all, so he cannot speak on the subject. He can say he read a couple people that believed it was panic and put it out there, but in our experience, that is extraordinarily wrong. And it to me, again, when I hear people do that, and to this very day, we hear people come to me and say, "Russ, there's really none of this stuff." I say, "Well, how many victims have you talked to? None. How many have you gone after? None. How many are you willing to work with? None." And so that's part of the problem. That's why I tell people, and you hear me say this on live radio, I've given up on. I don't worry about the skeptics and the antagonists. There are not very many of them, and I spend my time on the actual victims. I mean, you got to understand, 30 years, thousands and thousands of hours, 300 or more victims, hundreds of subpersonalities, deliverance questions, on and on and on and on. So that's all involved. Let's ask any other questions. Before I give you some homework tonight and challenge you on a few things, do you have any other questions you want to bring in into the chat room? Just put a Q and then put your question. Somebody's put up the phrase, the proof is in the pudding. I agree with that. And somebody's put up, Holly should write a book. I would, if Holly's still listening tonight, that would be excellent for her to put down some stories and experience. And the more of those individuals that have spent, and one of the things about counselors and people that have spent so much time working with victims, you're so involved, sometimes you don't have time. And I tell you the truth, when I put out ours, it was a fight to the death. I cannot even tell you the battle that has gone on. Another question comes in about videos, and I think I know what you mean. Do we videotape dealing with multiples and so forth? There's been some of that on our part. You can't just do that. You know, because I've seen some really bad stuff publicly done by folks out there who slam Bibles on heads and sing bad stuff done in a manipulative and exploitive way. So we don't want to do that. You'd have to have the permission of the folks. Some of the stuff that we have done, I'm not sure I'm going to put out. We'll just have to pray about whether we're going to put out video or not. Let me just mention, the question comes in, actual crime cases to share. Sure, we've mentioned these before, but I'll mention in the Akron area alone, little girl named Jackie Cooper. Look at our website, shatterthedarkness.net, right-hand side. Scroll down to where you see a little picture of a little girl named Jackie Cooper. Click on that, and you'll see a couple of the cases we're involved with. Jackie Cooper was richly abused and killed as, I think, a 13-month-old. By a guy that professed to be a black pagan. The mother is a multiple. There's a lot to the story. The mother's just getting out of prison after 10 years. But little Jackie was richly killed, and we were engaged in the middle of that stuff with the father and helping and looking. Another case of a ritual killing of a multiple in the Highland Square area of Akron, Ohio. Her name was Wenda Snipes, and Brett Hartman was the only one caught and found. But a ritual was done on the satanic revels, and she was brutally cut up and sexually abused and tied down and eventually killed. I'm sorry, it wasn't satanic revels. It was the Hands of Glory in September. Cut off her hands. They found the body, but they never to this day, after years, I think over a decade, they never found her hands. The Hands of Glory ritual was done. Another case, and actually the defense attorney in Akron, Mr. Whitney, called me in to be involved in that case. Also, the two girls, and the feds have now a billboard up. I have that billboard of the two girls, Sarah Bame and Kathy Menendez, because I've never given up on the issue. One was killed in satanic revels. One was killed on demon revels. Both were ritually killed. Both were done and used by a chosen one that did it to summon demonic powers and receive those powers into himself, or even to a couple of the people that were there. So the cases in this area, I mean, out of Alliance, those are just a few that we have right now. We have others out of Pennsylvania and so forth that... and some that we're not going to even be able to talk about yet. But, those are some. They're listed on our website. And as we go along in this course, we're going to give you assignments. If you're going to look for it in your area, if you're going to seek to help victims, if you're going to get involved, you're going to come into actual cases. Question comes up, Russ, are there laws that protect us if we try to help people, or do we need to worry about that? Well, I mean, counselors, people have gotten counseling insurance and things like that because you counsel people, give them advice, they go away, they don't, you know, something happens and they want to sue you for, you know, for the counsel you gave. I mean, I've never been in 38 years. So I can't tell you this. I mean, when I say laws, I mean the laws, you know, like if they want to send perpetrators, and we've had people come to our house, and people like Holly, like others, you know, we've had law enforcement help us, good folks that we knew and strong believers in Christ in law enforcement that have helped us. So that's the only thing, just general laws of, you know, people aren't allowed to break in. People aren't allowed to stalk you. People, you know, stalking laws, you know, getting a restraining order type things. You can do those kind of things. Ultimate Psalm 91, God protects above everything else. God protects. Another question comes in. Question, can I name other cases here in the Akronary? Sure. If you have any other cases that are Akronary that deal with SI, you know, satanic ritual abuse, if you want to throw those in. Because we have cold cases that now retired officers are looking into. Now they're realizing, hey, this was ritual. It was done. Now they know to look at the dates. This was done on a ritual date. This, you know, there is, you know, certain symbols and so forth. See, officers, when they first dealt with Jeffrey Dahmer, they had no idea what to do. And they didn't understand an altar made out of thigh bones and all the books and everything else. So if you got other questions, throw those in. Another question, Russ, have you ever had to do any SIIU in Northwest Ohio? We've been to Toledo, we've been Oberland. I can tell you about that. We desperately wanted to get into the bishop, you know, the priest Robinson, I think is the priest in the Toledo area. We only had interaction with people that were involved, but never was there on the ground, boots on the ground type thing. But some in that direction, a lot of stuff, interaction with Cleveland, a lot of interaction with Alliance. Kenmore, Ohio, massive Lake Milton edge. We were just in Pennsylvania this weekend, Sharon, other places. Russ, how do you deal with the, with such horrific stuff? Do you have problems after some cases? You heard Holly. And when she said that sometimes she cries and cries until her, the tears run down her face and run down the rest of her body. There are times I come home from some of the cases in the days when we came. You've seen a person's life, you know, a 38-year-old woman's life that has been just wrecked. So as a big old man, there's a lot of times we've cried. As a big old man, I seek the Lord all the more. So, you know, hearing it, I don't know if there's anything new we can hear now. There's so many blood and gut stories, so many things we've seen, so many crime scene pictures, even law enforcement, for law enforcement that have seen the stuff. So generally now it doesn't scare me. It outrages me to say, I'm going to do more. And see, you're in a class where I said, God, I believe he led, and here we are in this class, and here you and many of you are, because some of you, I have no question, God's going to say, you're going to pull you right into all of this, and you're ready. And there's going to be more people to add to the goal of 10 million fierce, right? Russ, here's another question. Russ, have you ever heard that these Satanists use ley lines for locations? Well, yeah, and so do New Age. Anybody that's, you know, into stuff, because of the presence and power and the goal of getting in. I mean, you got to understand, the real underground Satanists, they are the extreme experts. They want anything that helps open doorways, anything that where they can get a hold of powers, they would want to be involved in. By the way, let me say this too. A lot of the deep, deep undergrounders that know the stuff really well, you know what they do? They go to New Age meetings and Wiccan meetings. They go to see people that are beginning to get into stuff so that they can recruit them into the darker stuff. Question. Excuse me. Here's a question. Excuse me. Question. The cases I'm thinking have already been through the court process, such as Cooey. I remember the story there and the rock throwing thing, and I can only tell you, I don't know. I remember, I believe they raped the girl or whatever too, I believe, and killed I don't know about the ritual aspects, so I'm not privy to the inside of that case. If you are, throw some stuff up or throw me some information. We'll look into it. Question, do you feel that certain covens are worse than others? Right, yes. The truth is basically Wiccan and pagan and druid and even like Anton LaVey stuff pretty much are not going to get into this kind of stuff. SRA comes from the deep, you know, multi-generational, the folks that use books made out of human skin as far as the covers. You're talking to the deep Ezekiel 8 stuff, Ezekiel chapter 8. These are the worst of the worst, and they revel in the blood and the human sacrifice and all the rest. So, and generally they're considered called the ancient brotherhood, the brotherhood. Let me look at another question here. What have you heard about as far as false memory syndrome? Did the FBI ruin many cases? Well, I've got a one night coming up where we're going to deal with just the False Memory Syndrome Foundation. Jim Friesen put a book out. It's on exposing the False Memory Syndrome Foundation. And you got to realize that you had high-level psychiatrists, CIA hired, trained, you know, that knows how to split and create memory. All Jolly West, Dr. Oren, that were founders, and a Nambla guy that was in there. So when we come to that, I'm going to suggest and I'll put out the information on Jim Friesen's book, False Memory Syndrome, being, you know, exposure. Feds that I've engaged along the way, mostly didn't know how to engage this either. Like other law, I mean, they just didn't. I mean, some people just don't know how to engage this. But I also can say this: we engaged a guy that brought to us. He was a kind of a field agent, or he was used by the FBI. He brought to me 400 pages and files of his work, didactyled, but we're able to look at a lot of it. He was used by the FBI. He was a multiple. And he was used to infiltrate underground groups, the Klan and other things for the FBI. So I'm not going to say the FBI doesn't know how to use, in some level possibly, know how to use programmed infiltrators. G.H. Esterbrooks, 1947, wrote about it and wrote that it should be used across the board in all the departments. So it's not surprising. I know a Fed locally here that we called constantly when a boy was abducted and the man created parts and was using him sexually. And this officer, this federal field agent right here in Akron, and I can tell you his name, I'm not going to, but he said, you know, that's fine. I don't know much about that. And I've got to go catch bank robbers. You know, I got to go now. That was his response. In one response of another federal officer locally, it was, we can neither confirm nor deny the information. That was, he just kept on saying we could. So it's kind of hard to crack in there, I guess. Did you see the movie Sybil? If so, years and years and years ago. And no, Sybil's very, very, I mean, partially true. I mean, again, it's a movie made. But it's only the scratching the surface of the past. It really is nothing like the depth of SRA MPD that we see. They only showed a scratch of what it's all about in that movie. Let's continue to go on. We'll continue to answer questions. Please remember in your workbook, you have the pages that we went through. You have the Holly Hector interview. I hope you wrote notes down. And remember to be prayed up. I'm going to ask you again. Here's part of it. Before the course starts, please put up some prayers. Intercede well over it, over all the folks. Do that during the 3 hours. And then we mentioned homework along the way, and we've given you some already. I'm not sure if anybody has seen the David Carrico, the video. And it's in the archives, by the way. Go to the archives. Anything you miss or you want to go over or you want to give away to anybody else that's interested, put them to the archives because they can get everything that we do here for 3 hours. I end up, by tomorrow afternoon, it'll be on our archives pages under shatterthedarkness.net/SIIU. Page 53 when it comes to homework. Page 53. Question comes in, question, would that be Freemasonry? Well, I'm going to say this, that there's no question that a lot of our victims are interrelated. Talk about being taken to a Masonic temple thing. So we have major connection nationwide to victims and Freemasonry. And it makes sense with Albert Pike's book and the Luciferian side that they're committed to, and their declaration of a chaos before a new order, no question. Their belief, as far as in Albert Pike's book anyway, of Lucifer being the light, being the good guy, the one with all the knowledge. So I believe they're clearly implicated. And by the way, there are 53,000 Masonic temples, every town, every city. Do you think that's not by design? Mm-hmm. Let me go on to some other questions here tonight as we're looking. Human trafficking is kept secret like SRA, DID, because they are related, I think. Janie, you're right. I believe that a lot of SRAs, because they have programmed personalities that only do sex. And anybody that's ever gotten a victim or engaged a victim from Bohemian Grove, Monarchs, all have sex programmed subparts. You'll read a lot about that in the book Secret Weapons by Del Griffiths. In one of the multiples there, they had a personality named Sexy Sadie was used for that. So human trafficking, by the way, is interrelated with this, primarily for the money of sex. But again, if you got programmed multiples being used to lay down and have sex 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times a day to make thousands of dollars for the perps, there's that connection. There's no question. All victims will tell you about that, including being forced to be used in films. So two of the things, we can rise up against and be fierce against is human trafficking and the SRA issues. I think SRA, though, has more satanic power to keep it secret, more so. But either way, let's go after both and help. Any other questions real quick? I'm going to go over some of, thank you. Freemasonry is covered in detail in the David Carrico video. So if you go back to the archives, go to shadowthedarkness.net, hit that occult crimes course. When it comes up, hit the archives list. And on, I believe it's week 2, when you click on that, let me click here real quick. There's also the Black Awakening, hours and hours about how they do it. But let me also go, let me see, that might be the third week that we'd put that up there. It may be, just take a look at it. And it may be this, I might even be the first week. Let me look at the first week real quick here. Under week 1. No, it's not even there. I'm trying to look at which one has that. Because I put it in there as a link under one of those. So maybe take a look. You'll find it under one of those anyway. Maybe somebody knows offhand and put it up. The David Carrico thing. I know David, and he was at a training thing that he did. He's very accurate, very good, very detailed, knows a lot about satanic ritual abuse. That's an older version of what he did. And the strange music, get past the music issue, but he's got a lot of stuff. Very good to take a look at, and I want to, again, recommend that as part of the homework. If you go to YouTube and put in satanic ritual abuse, you will get victims talking. You will get others who work with victims. Now, the only thing, when I did this, there's some hokey stuff, some crazy stuff, some stuff that's a little bizarre. You're going to have to weed through it if you do that, okay? So be very careful on all of those. Very important. Question, I can't get my housework done. You have so much so much material. Well, all of us have to take a break. Please understand, I go to the woods and run, and I go out to eat, and so you gotta matter of fact, I'm gonna have dinner here in another 25-30 minutes after this is done. I'll be jumping into my dinner. I got a movie to watch tonight, later. So, we got things to do. I've got some things around the house to fix, and I live life like you do, and have family. And while we've been on, I've seen my daughter's called me twice. So I'll be getting back to her tonight, too. Piece by piece, a time for everything, like it says in Ecclesiastes. Very good. Russia, yeah, we're dealing with Russia this week, has big human trafficking, but now we're trying to dig into the underground satanic side of it, so pray with us on that, because we want to see how far they've gone with this, you know, involvement in satanic ritual abuse. Information to seek, I already gave you kind of homework. If you got the time to contact psychologist, I mean, you could just call psychologists randomly from a phone book or a psych ward or a counseling center and just say, listen, I was wondering if you work with DID, MPD, you know, those kind of things, and watch what they say and ask them, have they had much success? You know, ask them questions. They may shut you down on some things, but that's okay. But that's part of the information issue. You can take a look. Talk to pastors, other folks. You can even talk to, like in our area in Akron, we have the Haven of Rest, where all of the homeless and some of the guys that are multiple, they end up either in prison or on the streets like that, because they don't usually go to psychs and so forth to get help. But you can find the information. Biblical studies, let me encourage you right now also just to do a backdrop study into Kings, that's right, Kings 21 through 23. And just, I'm going to give you that homework to take a look at Manasseh being raised up to do the evil things, how he started, how he went to every kind of starry host, every kind of god, goddess, bringing it in till eventually he actually sacrificed his own child to Moloch. Look how God raised up Josiah, what occurred, how God was involved and what, you know, Josiah did, and how that was like a bubble of time, grace, because judgment was going to come on Israel. But because of the work of Josiah and what they launched out to do, God waited. So, you know, that's, you know, if there's a lot of believers going to be doing evangelism and so forth, I mean, that's what God wants. So, encouraging you to study 2 Kings 21, 22 through 23, chapter 21 through 23. Take a backdrop look to that. Maybe do a big study, and I mean a real, let God speak to you, Psalm 91. How well do you know Psalm 91? That's a big chapter on spiritual warfare issues. Big chapter. Prayer focus is to find information. Keep finding that. You know, pray for the class, pray for each other, pray for finding victims in your area. If you're really wanting to get involved, and don't forget to use your authority to pray against the other side. Any final questions tonight? Here's one. What would you say about people who had picked up occult knowledge in their childhood without studying it, such as invocation, whatever else? Well, it could have been handed down generationally. If a person has, they say, well, I've had from birth psychic abilities. I can see into the spirit world. I can see dead people, those kind of things. That sometimes can mean that the, you know, grandparents, parents, generational familiar spirits that are already beginning to try to work into the next generation, and maybe somebody, you know, encouraged it, and so those abilities began to be there. And the problem is the person then opens up to it. What you have to do is just come before the Lord to renounce any of those kind of things and say, well, okay, those things came in, but you ask the Spirit of God to show you. Again, Psalm 34, I sought the Lord and he answered me and he delivered me from all my fears. He knows how to break in. Or Daniel chapter 2, where they sought God for an answer to the problem, the question, and God revealed, you know, he revealed the answer out of the darkness. He revealed things. So look at Daniel chapter 2. Look at the prayer there and pray for the person. Some people think they have, I have gifting from a childhood. No, that comes from hand-me-downs usually. And you want to renounce that. If you're coming to Jesus and want the Spirit of God and you want the genuine. Another question, that they have no memory of SRA. Okay, well, you don't have to have SRA to have hand-me-down generational spirits. People that they, you know, maybe a person's been around. Either way, the number one thing is to renounce any of those powers that come from the, and there's some people that want to give their stuff up. That's from God. No, it's not. Charismatic gifts are from God. When we have a right relationship with Jesus and the Spirit of God's in us, he can give us giftings. We want those giftings, not the counterfeit stuff. So we have to renounce those, reject those, you know, and really let the Jesus work in us and seek him. Maybe need deliverance. Question, lately on social networks, they noticed many more notices of missing people. Well, and by the way, this thing that happened in Boston, please understand, a lot of richly oriented shootings, killings, and all that kind of stuff, this is the month for it. All the way back to the Oklahoma bombing, this is the month for it. Because April's a big month with wool purchase coming, the May Day issue. There's the big rituals in which Project Josiah people will be asked towards this, you know, special request. Pray against all human sacrifice and all the rituals and wool purchase night, you know, the Hitler thing and all the rest. It's wise to know about that and ramp up prayer against it all. But, yeah, and you got to realize a lot of the children that are missing, a lot of that comes with moms and dads that are fighting over custody, but they don't tell you the fact that there's children that have never been found. It wasn't mom or dad. It was somebody else. I have someone mentioning PA. I'm not sure what you mean, but Pennsylvania is one of the worst states we've been into. German internment camps, Nazi stuff, Brotherhood entrenched, every single city. We just were there twice in the last 2 months in Altoona, Sharon, Grove City. We're going to be all over there in the next month, all over Pennsylvania the next number of months. Russ, question, what is the person or group you mentioned near Toledo? Well, all I can say is we have victims that way, satanic ritual abuse. We didn't locate any covens. I mean, we haven't been involved with it. But in the Catholic Church, there was a bishop or a priest Robinson, if you remember, look it up, the priest that killed the nun in a ritual-type slaying. But once we got into the case, once we began to look into it, we saw that there was, without question, a broader satanic coven connected. But nobody really wanted, from that area anyway, wanted to get into it further. And we just frankly have a number of cases here and victims here, so we can only be in so many places. But we will continue, and we're adding on to the SIIU and connections. So it's all going to be building. We want to be able to broaden things and do more. Question, what video for HW? I missed what you said. Oh, for homework? The David Carrico video. I have it listed. If you go back to the archives, I think it's on week one or two. When you go through all the archives on week one or two, you'll find it. Maybe somebody could put the actual link up. Anybody who can put the link up. It's a YouTube video. It's older version. It's David when like 20 years ago. And he's got some weird, I don't know why they put the weird music, but he's very meticulous, very good, very exposing, not only of the Masonic side of things, but the satanic ritual abuse and cases, actual cases in court cases that have been nailed down too. So if anybody has the actual link, I don't have, I got so many things up in front of me here I don't have. So if you can, check that out. We are looking, I'm looking at another question that's come in here, but I'm going to have to answer that one separately later. Question, how about Ann Arbor, Michigan? Dearborn is very Masonic and homosexual. We've had a lot of casework of ritually abused that have come from Michigan. We've had, and I can't name the church for you, a church that had a major problem with infiltration and stuff that went on. And again, I'm going to say to all of us, what I know here in Akron, Cleveland, areas, Alliance, Canton, I'm just telling you, every city in the United States will have victims. And every city that has victims will have the coven behind the victim that's operative. If you find one victim in a small, like in Akron, if you find one victim, assume 200-300 others, you know, older ones, younger ones, and clearly assume rituals have been done for years and years and years. Your city has this. That's why I'm saying prayer map, pray over your city. And we did that last week on how to pray and how to find things in your city. Yeah, there's a note in here, Toledo cops won't entertain SRA. There's places that they won't do that, and I'm not saying there's not infiltration in areas or cops that cover up or whatever else, or fake preachers or priests that do stuff, but that's why our job is to, you know, in the name of the Lord of Heaven, the name of the King of Heaven, the name of the Lord Jesus, we need to go after it, be preemptive. Question, have you ever had to back off a case because you found connections to be too dangerous? I can only tell you that when we had a person come up onto our property in three separate houses that we lived in, we had officers run NCIC, the plates, found out special ops, highly trained. We located where he lives. We knew that from many victims, he was a watcher enforcer, but we caught him on our property taking pictures of my house, but in three locations. When I asked another officer, SRA officer, person that is a chosen one, why are they taking pictures of my house? Why they've come to the third house and we caught them this time? And I think it's by God's providence. Here's what I was told. They're locating you so that when it all breaks loose, just like the people they've targeted all over, they're coming after you first. Question. please spell David Carrico. I'm going to ask somebody in the chat room, please do that. I do not have access in front of me to the link. So I want, if somebody else has that, please let me know. And I will take a look to see what I can do here for you also. But if you go to shadowthedarkness.net/SIIU, when you see the archives course, it's either week one or week two. I have the actual video there. And you can go to that. Matter of fact, it's on week number two. You'll see hour one, hour two, and then hour three homework. Continue last week's homework. See the posted videos, and it gives you a link. And let me see. I'm going to go there right now, but I don't want the volume to come on because that'll come right on. Strange music they had with that. David Carrico's last name is Carrico. David Carrico, Carrico. He actually interviewed Bill Schneblum way in the past also. So there you go. Somebody put it up for you in the chat room too. And again, research it, David, and focus on David because David is, you know, he's got a lot of good exposure. But the music, everybody's complained about the music. It's really bizarre music. So, I agree. I don't know why they use that music, but they did. We got exactly 5 minutes left tonight. Question by Janie in the classroom here. Can you give an estimate of how long you think until they come after targeted people? I can say I don't see how we can go four more years, five more, 3 to 5 years. I can't give you, I don't know anything direct. They want to. I know this by the underground. They're like biting the bit. They want to be unleashed. It's like they're bulging at the seams. They want this to go. But don't forget 2 Thessalonians 2. God has a restrainer holding back the great chaos and the apocalypse of the Antichrist. The restrainer, God has put a restrainer in place. Why is he called a restrainer? And if you look at the Greek word, he's there to hold back with superior force. He's holding back the whole thing from unleashing. But I believe this is the fact. They're bulging at the seams to unleash the chaos that brings everything down and then the new order. They're ready. I believe they are. That's my personal opinion. But God has a restrainer, sovereignly holding things back. And I don't know how long that's going to be, but think in terms of he's restraining, this restrainer's restraining the whole sum total of this. When he's immediately pulled back, taken out of the way, then all hell will be unleashed. And, you know, nobody's going to have to call me. You're going to be knowing it right in your own area. Any other questions? 2 minutes and a half tonight, and we'll try to bring something else. Prayers, everybody putting up the prayers. Father, we pray over everybody tonight, and we ask God for you to just grant grace and mercy. And Father, I pray the power of the Holy Spirit to give courage, unleash new giftings of the Spirit of God, and just speak to all of us. Break fear in the name of Jesus. Stretch out your hands to minister to people that have need right now. And bless and cover all those who are in the classroom chat room here, listening online and on by call-ins. The hundreds of you by the archives, we pray God's blessing and strength. And for those that are just coming into Recon the show, or you're a part of the other side, in the name of Jesus, we urge you, come out of that darkness. Come to the living Christ. He'll set you free. We have another question quickly. Did you see where the evangelical Christians are the number one on the list for extremists? Yes. And you know what? Whoever put that out, they are the extremists to think that. I mean, that's insane. To believe that real Bible-believing, you know, folks that believe in the end times, I mean, I guess I would have to be there. You would have to be there to be in this course. You'd be considered that. So, yeah, I've heard the report. I listened to the officer that said that he was in the actual meeting where it was actually stated. This even goes back to Janet Napolitano. And I just think it's insanity. And part of the globalism, the spirit of Antichrist. I think it's just part of the spirit of Antichrist coming up. We're down, I think, here to a few seconds. Well, actually, we got more than that, almost a little over a minute. Any other question? Final thing? You keep me in prayer. We appreciate you deeply. Please stay committed. Stay, you know, growing. And you heard Holly say this. What's the number one thing? Stay close to God. Stay close in your personal fellowship. Have the joy of the Lord. Keep walking in the Lord. Growing in Him. That's the number one thing. And if you heard me on the other radio stations and what our overall goal, we're simply going to pray. And God put it in my heart. 10 million fierce believers worldwide. And we'll be adding to all of this concept as we go along, but we're finding more and more all grabbing a hold of this. So we're excited here in the United States and other nations. Simply this, under the Lordship of Christ, becoming strong as you can, under a commitment to become as powerful in prayer, and be a soul-winning witness. And with that, you'll be involved, obviously, in the issues of deliverance and the needs for healings and so forth in people's lives. So I think that's just part of all of it that we got to be ready for. Very important. We're down to the very last time here, and we're going to say that we love you tonight. We're so glad you're here. I think that you're brave, and God's blessing. My thing I love to give you is Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, that you might overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. God bless. Good night. See you next Tuesday night.